Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my podcast, Let There Be Light, LL Daily Insight number 10. We continue to focus on chapter 27 of Tehillim Psalms, as this chapter is a central theme in the month of Elul, as we not only include this in our liturgy and our tefillah, both in the morning and the evening, but also focus on the themes throughout the month of Elul. Today I want to highlight the pasuk as we continue to study this chapter, Ki Tzpineni B'Sukko B'Yom Ra, that Hashem, God, will shelter us in a sukkah, a hut, on the day of evil. So the general understanding of this idea is that God will shelter us in a secure place on the day of evil. The only question we can ask is that a sukkah does not seem to be a very reassuring place to be if there is evil lurking out and about. Wouldn't we want to say something a little more secure? Maybe he's going to put us in a shelter that can withstand a nuclear attack, something like that. That would convey to us that we're going to be in a much more secure place. Just saying that we're going to be in a sukkah does not necessarily convey much confidence. So the truth of the matter is, this idea is really also one of the reasons why we sit in a sukkah. It's actually, today's the 15th of Elul, which brings us really to just 1 month before sukkah. So one of the ideas of going out into the sukkah, and really explains this chapter as well, is that we go out from our comfortable environment, from our home where it's comfortable and secure, and we go out into a much more vulnerable area. We go outdoors, we're subject to the elements, we're subject to the weather, we're subject to the mosquitoes and so on and so forth. And the idea is that we're supposed to look up and we see this flimsy schach protecting us. It's not really as secure as the roof in our homes, but it's just to remind us this fundamental idea, what the Torah says in Sefer VaYikra. That is, the man yedu doroseichem ki basukos hashavti espinei Yisrael. So all future generations shall know that Hashem placed the Jewish people in sukkos when they left Egypt. And the idea was to realize that when we're in our homes and we're very comfortable, and there's AC and there's nice comfortable couches and so on and so forth, we don't necessarily feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't feel God's presence. We have to go out into the elements. We have to go out into a place where we feel much more vulnerable and realize that there's nobody that's going to protect us. Ein lano mi lehishayin, ela elavino shebashamayim. And that's the idea what King David writes over here in this pasuk in Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27 of Tehillim. Ki tzpineni b'sukko b'yom ra. He will shelter me in a hut on the day of evil. So the idea is that when we have God's presence, we don't necessarily need to be in a below ground shelter that can withstand nuclear forces. We can be even outside in a hut. We're realizing that, yes, we're vulnerable. Yes, we have our limitations, but we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our sides. So I think that should not only explain a fundamental idea about sukkahs, but also that should explain this idea, Ki Tzpineni B'Sukko Yom Ra, as we're in the month of Elul, we realize there's so many challenges going on, so much adversity, so much pain, so much tragedy. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, is there, and He tells us, I am going to conceal you on this day of evil. I wish you a meaningful day and a meaningful journey in the month of Elul.